UAPs and what is happening? There are a lot of stories about UAPs going on, and some believe we are being prepared for a fake attack. Why would something like that happen? It is claimed to cement one world government. How would it happen? It is being said we have reverse engineered UAPs, and it is not just the United States but organizations all over the world, controlled by those who would benefit from such a thing. This has been talked about for decades, and it is being said we first succeeded in reverse engineering an anti-gravity engine in the 1950s. There is even a way to identify the human-made UAPs, as I have said before. We are being told they have panels and some have rivets, while the extraterrestrial ones are all smooth without any seams. I have to wonder if alien UAPs have been coming here for probably hundreds or thousands of years, as many believe. Why would they start swarming over ships and such? Many do not think they would, and this is being done for a campaign of fear which will lead to that pseudo-invasion. There has long been rumors of reverse engineering of UAPs by the Germans in World War II. Some dismiss this and say the technology of the time would not allow for it. Yet we see persistent photos of Nazi UAPs. While we know they were round craft, we do not know if they were space flight capable. We don't even know if the photographs are genuine. What we do know is there was a rumor a UAP crashed in the Black Forest in Germany in the late 1930s. The story goes the Germans hauled it away and studied it. This didn't end the stories. When the war ended, we sent a fleet to the South Pole commanded by Admiral Richard Baird. The reason was said to be the establishment of a base. The move was known on as Operation High Jump. Many believe there was another reason for the operation which failed. It was said we believed some Nazis had an underground base there and they had escaped to there at the end of the war. There were even rumors an alien race was assisting them and maybe created the base. When Baird got there, it was said their equipment couldn't cope with the severe cold and they had to leave. I ask you, who would send out an expedition to the coldest place on Earth without the proper equipment? There is more to this. It was said the fleet was chased out of the South Pole by UAPs. To make it even more mysterious, Baird's diary was locked up and never allowed to be seen by the public. Another thing which is being talked about is suddenly we are back trying to shoot down UAPs and have been succeeding. I have no way of knowing if this is true, but if we are making a big mistake. It was said we stopped doing this decades ago, but now there are all kinds of reports of us succeeding in taking them down. The latest one I heard about was said to be octagonal and at an altitude of about 20,000 feet. It was suggested it was a civilian flight risk. We just don't know what is true and what is not. If we did shoot it down, was it a human-built UAP from an enemy nation? After all, they are also re-engineering UAPs. We have found in the past we were not able to actually take down UAPs, as witnessed by the attack in the Battle of Los Angeles. We fired thousands of rounds at a UAP and it just sat there above the city, impervious to the shelling. That took place in 1942, and of course our munitions have improved tremendously since then. In Vietnam we tried to shoot some down and it resulted in some ships being damaged and deaths. Could we be shooting down drones made to look like UAPs attacking, or in our commercial airspace? One cannot help but wonder what is being kept from us. We are told we would be very scared if we really knew what was going on. It is said we can't handle the truth. That is the excuse being used. Is this just an excuse to cover up what is really going on? If aliens are so evil, why are there so many stories from whistleblowers who have seen extraterrestrials working with the government on different technological projects? It just doesn't make sense. Sure, there are probably many different alien races and some of them could even hate us, but as far as killing us, they could have wiped us out at any time. For us to think we could protect ourselves from them if they wanted to attack us is not only foolhardy, it is just plain stupid. We would be like cavemen throwing rocks at a tank attack and thinking they could win. Even if we were able to copy some of the extraterrestrial craft, I am sure theirs is a lot better. I don't see extraterrestrials allowing us to copy their best machines and weapons, especially with our history of war. If it came to matching wits with the extraterrestrials, we would be sorely outmatched, even if we don't admit it. Dr. Greer, of the Discovery Project, claims to have met with an extraterrestrial along with other people. I realize this may be hard to believe, but I am just throwing this out. He said when he asked what the alien's IQ was, he was told 450. The average IQ for humans is 85 to 115. Sure, there are much higher ones, but I don't think anyone can match 450. There is also talk about extraterrestrials feeding us advanced technology a little at a time, because they want to bring us up to the point we can join their space UN, I call it that, but have no idea what the name of the organization is. Some in the know have admitted we have made tremendous progress, but it is being kept from the public by an elaborate plan which makes us see only what those powers want us to see. One thing I have to admit is the United States is great at keeping secrets from the population, even though not so great at keeping them from our adversaries. Remember how surprised you were when the first stealth plane was used in Iraq? At that point we didn't know we had anything like that.